Celtics Tonight continues, brought to you by Star Market from the Garden. Celtics and the New York Knicks. Very bizarre schedule in so many different ways. Home game 8 was New York. Home game 10 is New York. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I almost feel like we have to be more formal. It's been so long since we had this conversation. 4 days between a game. In this day and age in the NBA, this is a geyser of time. Are you in danger of overthinking how you wanted to use this time?
I don't think so. I think I've been through these stretches before. I think one of the things that you have to be careful with is you have to balance rest and need for extra work appropriately. We had just come off, as you know, a ton of road games in the past month and a half, certainly more than home. And so we knew that there was going to be an extra day of rest in there, which was really important. And then, you know, we had a very similar week to what we did last week before we played Cleveland, and that was hard on Tuesday, you know, lighter yesterday, and get ready to play.
Do you feel more comfortable now with what, to me, for all the conversation, because, you know, Max and I doing these interviews and everything, we have to constantly answer questions about playing time, which to me is so not the issue as much as it is guys playing together and combinations of players. Do you feel that you have a better handle on how you want this to go in combinations of lineups and players than you did 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago?
To be honest, it kind of depends on how we play.
Right.
You know, like if we played great at the start of the year, maybe that would have been fine, but we just didn't. And, you know, it's not like we've been perfect since, but we've been better, and we'll see. You know, I think that's part of it. I always say to the guys, and this is really hard. I'm empathetic to anybody's situation where they're not playing as much as they'd like, which is almost everybody. But, like, for the most part, you know, especially the guys that have started at one point in time and now are on the bench and playing lesser minutes and those type of things. But it's not how many minutes you play. It's how you play when you play your minutes. And, you know, and then, you know, that affects – ultimately, how many opportunities you get, and the better you play, the more opportunities you get.
Big problem with guys coming to you saying, I'm playing too much, man. Coach, you got to give me a break. It's just way too much. I got to chill
maybe,
out.
Maybe once in my whole time that I have somebody say, hey, if you can take me out a little bit earlier in the first quarter, that'd be great. But that was just because he knew he was going back in quickly in the second. But, no, it's a I've never had that. It's funny. I when I was a high schooler, I asked to be taken out because I was tired at the end of the first half of a game. And one of my coaches was a volunteer assistant who was a lawyer in town but had played for Coach Knight at IU. And he pulled me aside and said, never ask to be taken out again. Huh. And he goes, because you're not going to play that much longer. And you're gonna wish you had all those minutes back, like and I always remember that. So I actually encourage our guys to ask because I'd rather know, but I also understood that insight.
Yeah, I think they'll be the last ones that this whole rest thing trickles to is players in terms of minutes in the game.
Yeah.
Saying, yeah, let me sit out. We have heard you obviously in this segment all throughout the year talk about being tough-minded, being focused, possession by possession. Is Saturday night in Minnesota as good an example of what you had been talking about as we have seen?
I mean, I thought we were good. You know, obviously, when you look at the whole season, I thought our best road performance was probably at Detroit. Right. You could tell we were locked in. We were ready to roll. Like Oklahoma City, we came back and won, but we weren't great in the first half. We weren't very good in the first half. But we were good the other night. And you know, I think all things considered, when you factor in the travel, the back-to-back, you know, there are back-to-backs, and then there are, like, the ones you look at the start of the season, you're like, what in the world? And so that one, to get both of those on a Friday and Saturday night was a good deal.
It was also quality of opposition, and that brings me to this. How much do you pay attention or aware, if at all, not because you have all this extra time, of what a team you just played does next? And here's why I ask. Minnesota in the following had been playing extremely well. Then in the next game, they hold Houston to 29 points in the second half. It almost puts a bigger star to me on the performance Saturday. Just like the Knicks, when they won the game in here, they had their best stretch that week, and they sort of continue to play from there. How much are you ever aware of what a team you just left behind continues to do?
Just kind of depends on the week. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, like, you know, now that we're done with Utah and Utah beat us both times, I don't really have much interest in watching them anymore, you know. And it's not because I don't really like watching them, because I think they're expertly coached and they are fun to watch play. But there's so much else to do. And, you know, obviously we'll see them play against other teams and those type of things. But I think that you just move on to your next game. And so I've spent all my time on the Knicks and whoever they've been playing. And then, you know, we'll move on to Chicago and whoever they've been playing.
Knicks just played Washington, too. We'll see next week. I think we joked 15 days ago about this Knicks roster sort of being this Celtic killer all-star team with Burke and Kanter and Moutier, who had that crazy game here, Vonley's, and I guess that joke turned out not to be so funny last
They
time.
All added a line to that resume.
Yeah,
there's no question about that.
Do you like it, don't like it, not care at all? And this is one of those, you know, the public answer versus a real answer may be different, and I get it.
Right.
I mean, we all get it. When I say I get it, I mean everyone listening gets it.
Yeah.
When a game like this comes up, sort of a fluke of the schedule to have them back here so soon, are you interested to see if guys took personally what may have happened the last time you played a team?
I think you always are, but I also think that it's a long game.
Yeah.
And so you have to play the game the right way all the way through the game. And anything that distracts from that ends up costing you. And one of the things that I think is, you know, I thought we were really locked and ready to play some games earlier in the year, and we didn't play as well. And I think it's more important for us just to continue to build us right now. Certainly there is an extra incentive because of the way that we got beat the last time we played them, but also because we weren't playing well. And I think that we just want to keep playing well and, you know, see where it takes us from here.
That's the head coach. We've discussed at different times places that your job and your career has taken you all over the world, and people you've gotten to meet, experiences you've had, notwithstanding this particular segment and the fact that we get to speak, you know, 100 times a year for 5 or 10 minutes. But I would imagine of all of the things you get to do, have gotten to do, I don't think there could be a more rewarding, fulfilling day that leaves you feeling better than going to Children's Hospital.
Yeah, it's the best. You know, and we do stuff like that all year. And we have, you know, a holiday party and later on in December that we don't have any media at. And we have the trips to the hospital. And we do a lot of those trips kind of ad hoc, you know, on call. And there's no place or nothing that I enjoy more than going over there and getting a chance to kind of, you know, remember what's important and see what true toughness looks like. You know, maybe get a chance to hopefully bring smiles, but it clearly they bring smiles to us. So we're the ones that benefit from it. And it's a special place. Boston, as I said yesterday, is lucky to have such an incredible medical community. And obviously Children's is as good as it gets.
Amen. Celtics and Knicks next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.